you are all about to get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen in northern British Columbia here. Looking at a beautiful mountain out my window, I am being broadcast through ShakingWakeRadio.com and also being simulcast on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Welcome to the show. I'm going to start the show off today because I forgot to thank him last week. I'm going to thank my producer for what he's doing. I couldn't do this without Steve's help, so thanks, Steve, for what you're doing. We are viewer-supported stations, guys, so if you like what's going on here, I've said it many times on my show, a cup of coffee a month would be much appreciated by the people that are doing a lot of work behind the scenes here. So if you can do that, much, much appreciated. Of course, every couple of weeks, people that follow my show know that I get in the man that I lovingly atone to as the Duracell bunny, because we all know once Roger gets going, it's really hard for me to get a word edgewise. I've learned to love that over the years, and great to have him in. He promised that he wasn't going to raise his voice today, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Welcome back to the show, Roger, and always good to have you in, my friend.
I want to know what an edgewise word looks like.
Roger, you know, we've been doing shows for a few years, and I kind of know what to expect, because you're full of information today, and we only got an hour to get it out. But I'm gonna hold you to the fact that you're not gonna scream your head off today. We'll see how far that goes.
You're gonna hold me to the fact that I shouldn't raise my voice. Wait a minute, is this Barry? Am I on the right show?
We're going to talk about something here that I know drives you nuts and it drives me nuts. So I expect to hear a little bit of a rise in your vocal tones during the next hour or so. But let's get right into it, Roger. I know there's something that you just wrote an article a couple of days ago on the Liberty Beacon about, and it's still deaths and what's going on in the hospitals in the United States. Let's talk about that for a bit.
What's going on in the hospitals in the United States? What's the first thing you said? You said just before...
Stillbirths.
Yeah,
you wrote an article. I read the article a couple days ago.
I didn't write it. What I did was I grabbed a hold of that thing. I brushed it up real nice, and I put it on the Liberty Beacon because I thought it was information that people needed to understand. What we're talking about is that women who have been vaccinated or women who live with people who have been vaccinated, whether they have or haven't via transmission, are ending up with a lot of stillbirths. There are children that are being born dead. There are children who are being born severely, incapacitated. Women are having, I don't know, it's just instantaneous abortions whereby they have their vaccine and it could be days, it could be a week later, and they end up by aborting. And it's not – they're going somewhere to have it done. It happens. And everybody out there stating, these things happen all the time. Why would you be bringing attention to this now? You don't bring attention to things unless they happen outside of the norm. If something happens, say one out of 1,000 births ends up with this type of a scenario, and all of a sudden it's 30 out of 1,000 births or 50 or 100 out of 1,000 births, then what you do is you immediately look for what each and every one of these cases have in common. What have they done that is outside of the norm that changes the statistics so drastically, so quickly? And guess what that one thing is, Barry?
It's five guesses, I guess, Roger. The same thing I've seen happen in Canada, Roger. They're all been vaxxed. Go ahead.
Yep. And again, most people don't understand that if a woman feels that she doesn't want to take a chance with this child she's carrying, so she's not going to be vaccinated. And I would say that this woman has come to what is obviously, if you do any research today, a legitimate decision. And let's also stop to consider that she lives in a household with three other people who have all been vaccinated. We do know that transmission of the spike protein does occur. We also know that if you've been vaccinated, you could carry up to at least 200, some would say up to 250 times the viral load of somebody who isn't vaccinated. But yet you got a vaccine pass in your hand that says you're safe. You're not only not safe, you are what they are calling the unvaccinated. You are the super spreader. Because if you're carrying 200 to 250 times the viral load of an individual who hasn't been vaccinated, who is more dangerous? But at the same time, you got a vaccine pass, which means you can walk in and super spread anywhere, whereas the unvaccinated, who is a minimal risk in comparison to the vaccinated, is not allowed to. And as a matter of fact, is confined, is restricted, and has their rights literally tramped on. So this unvaccinated woman, out of concern for the unborn child, lives with vaccinated individuals because, hey, she believes in vaccines too, but she just doesn't want to take a chance with this unborn child. So everybody else in her family is vaccinated. What we end up with is she may as well have been vaccinated herself. What we are looking at today is a massive rise in heart conditions, a massive rise in problems with pregnancy, even menstrual cycles in women who have been vaccinated have been thrown to the whack. They don't understand why all of a sudden their menstrual cycle goes off a cliff. Women pretty much can plan on this. They know when it's going to happen. They've been living through it. If you're 30 years old, okay, you've been living through this for at least 20 years of this. Maybe, 18 or 17, depends on when they hit maturity. But the point here is we're looking at a major shift in the one component of this humanity that perpetuates humanity. Let me explain something to you. If you have this spike protein in you, become the biggest danger to that unborn child of anything on the planet today. But yet, do you hear about this from your doctor? The doctors are telling you, these are doctors telling you as a pregnant woman, you should probably take the vaccine. The doctors today, okay, what is the doctor's oath? What do they swear to?
First, do no harm.
Do no harm. Yep. First, do no harm. These doctors are not stupid. Tell me they are totally unaware of the vaccine side effects and the vaccine reactions that are being experienced all over the planet. They don't know anything about it. So when a woman comes in and looks her doctor in the eye and says, should I take this vaccine? He's probably going to recommend she does. There's two reasons for that, okay? One is he's afraid. And two, he's afraid because he's been threatened that if he puts out information contrary to what he's told to put out, and this is happening all over the planet, he's either going to lose his license or be discredited to the point where nobody's ever going to come and see him again. They are literally going to railroad him into obscurity, if not into jail, for some trumped up charge. We are looking at doctors under the gun not just in America, not just in Canada, but across the entire planet. We are looking at the destruction of the trust between you and your doctor. I can remember when I was a small kid and I saw a doctor. We went in to see a doctor. To me, and this is the thinking of a small kid, not an adult, okay? This was like God to me. This was a doctor, okay? This is a guy, when you were sick, who made you better. When you were going to die, he prevented that from happening. This is where we placed these people in our brains for so many years. Now, anybody who has done their research, anybody who has gone online to find out the reality, the first question they're asking now is, why the hell didn't my doctor tell me this? Why? Because if they do, they're either going to lose their license, or in some cases, I think there's two stories in the news, and of course it's the alternative news, where doctors jumped off the top of a tall building. Not many doctors willingly jump off the top of tall buildings. They may get pushed, but I can't prove that, okay? What we are looking at is the discreditation of all that means doctor. We grew up idolizing these people, putting them in a place of, I don't know, these are the best people on the planet. These are the people that will always be there to help you. But yet, this woman goes in, looks at her doctor, and says, now, you got to listen to this, Barry, and says, I'm here, and she's pregnant, and she's got a child on her lap. And she says, we're here to get the vaccine. What do you think, doc? And this is what the doctor does, okay? And obviously, this isn't reality, but in actuality, it is. I'm paraphrasing. So the doctor looks at her. The doctor looks at that five-year-old child sitting on her lap. He walks over to his desk. He opens up a drawer. He pulls out a six-shot revolver. He spins the damn cylinder, and he hands it to her. He says, one click for you, one click for your child. Now, that's simplifying the hell out of this, but anybody who doesn't believe that's what's actually happening, you haven't done your research. If a doctor tells a pregnant woman it is okay to take the shot, you need to walk out of his office or her office and never go back again.
Well, you're only at 11 minutes. You usually go about 14 or 15 at the beginning of my shows. Roger, what's going on today?
And I haven't screamed yet.
Listen, question. I'm getting the same information out of hospitals in Canada, but there's a real quash. I actually tried to go online and find if I could find numbers over the last couple of years for hospitals in general, for stillbirths and what they're seeing now. And it's I can't find anything. It's like there's nothing out there. I know the information is there, but it doesn't seem like I can find it. And of course, that's by design, I believe. They don't want people to know this, but we're getting reports from hospitals, quite a few of them in Canada now, about a large, huge increase in stillbirths and miscarriages. The same thing you're seeing down in the United States of America. So tell me it's a coincidence, my friend.
It's a coincidence, my friend.
Yeah, no. Everything is. We live in a world of coincidences, Roger. It's unbelievable.
Of course, we do.
We could do a six-hour show on coincidences.
Absolutely, and it would be a good show. But I'm going to draw.
We get some laughs.
I'm going to draw a parallel here. Okay, I'm going to draw a parallel between Maxwell and Epstein. Right now, Maxwell is on trial. She's on trial for trafficking children, and there's all kinds of stuff going on in this trial, and she was obviously Epstein's partner, okay? And she was accused of bringing all of these children in and helping to train them for what they would be utilized for going forward. But if you look, you will see nothing coming out of that trial. Now, the Liberty Beacon actually got a piece of the testimony that was put out, and I don't know if it's put out to the public, but if you go on the Liberty Beacon, you will see the article about her. And basically what we're telling people is, no, you're not going to hear anything out of this trial. You're going to hear very, very little, if anything at all. And why? The Rittenhouse and you know, that was all over the place. The riots, all over the place. But this trial, you're lucky if you even get a squeak. Why? Because whose names are being thrown around in this trial? This is a guy and a woman whose life direction, and you want to talk about a CIA asset? That was this guy. He was a huge CIA asset. And we're talking about Epstein. And basically what he was doing was he was getting famous people, people in high places, all the way up to and including presidents of the United States, and putting them in compromising positions with children, either young boys or young girls that are well underage in sexual, I don't know, gatherings, get-togethers, whatever you want to call it. Once this has happened, regardless of how safe they thought they were at the time, you now have total control over this individual. Okay? You have total control over a president. You have total control over a senator. You have total control over a judge. You have total control over a congressman. And I could go on and on. Strategically placed around the planet, these people were brought under control, and they were brought under control via the mechanism of, we have pictures, we have videos, this is what you're going to do going forward. But you never are going to hear a whole lot out of that trial. Why? Because of the names that are going to be mentioned in that trial. The same thing is happening with COVID. You are not going to hear the information you need to hear, because who's it going to incriminate? Everybody listening to this show seems to think, and rightfully so, by most by the information most of you have access to, or the information most of you will research, you seem to think that the most powerful people on this planet are either politicians or the military-industrial complex. And I'm going to tell you something, you ain't even close. The most powerful corporations or the most powerful entities on this planet are the big pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharma literally is making more money right now than you can ever imagine with these vaccines. Now, if you were to start having the U.S. government, whom and the Canadian government and the British government and the German government, whom most of their members are actually owned by Big Pharma, if they were to step up and start telling the world exactly what was going on, they would be talking about Big Pharma, and Big Pharma is not going to let that happen. The parallel between what's happening with Maxwell and Epstein, the Maxwell trial right now, and Big Pharma is, these are people who are powerful beyond belief, and they will block any information they feel may come back to haunt them. Thus, you don't know, unless you do the kind of research you and me and Steve do, Barry, you don't know the actual harm that's being caused globally. Same thing with Maxwell and, you know, as far as everybody's concerned, most of this is just theory. Most of this is a conspiracy theory. But in fact, it's actually true. Because if it wasn't true, don't you think the trial would be open just like every other trial was, just like a Rittenhouse trial was, just like every big trial in this country was? This one's closed off to the point where you don't even know who's sitting in there. You don't.
We need to get a microphone in there and record this, Roger. But we see the same thing everywhere. I mean, in Canada here, the government has made all kinds of deals with Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. And we cannot get that information out of the government. That's what we're up against in Canada. The same thing's going on everywhere else.
No.
But we cannot get it. We tried. People have tried. I mean, the government is literally signing contracts on our behalf for hundreds of billions of dollars, and we cannot gain privy to that information in Canada. And it's our money, and they're supposed to be working for us, Roger. How far down the road to communism have we gone, my friend? That's what's happening here.
If you stop to consider what you just said, okay, and you stop to consider the fact of what's being withheld from us, let me tell you just how outrageous and how stupid this can actually get. Pfizer, okay, once you put out a medication, especially something that has the effect that a massive vaccine, which it isn't a vaccine, like this does, as soon as the public starts to take it, we have what's called informed consent. Informed consent can only happen if all of the information on the ingredients and the side effects of any medication are made available to the public. Pfizer is the biggest player when it comes to the vaccines globally. It's huge. They're raking in more money than you could possibly imagine. Well, there are people in the United States utilizing the Freedom of Information Act, okay, who are requesting information on the side effects, what happened in the trials. All of this is supposed to be turned over because Pfizer already has a vaccine that's been approved by the FDA. It's not under emergency use, but they have gone to the FDA and got the FDA to state that it would be 55 years before they would release the information that they're required to release when the public starts to take something like this that could have serious side effects on their health. So there is no conformed consent. Pfizer has the government pushing to make it 55 years before we find out what the side effects and what's actually in these vaccines. Now, there is one, I would say, conservative in Congress who's got a set, and he stepped up to introduce a bill into Congress that would say 55 years. That's total insanity. If this bill passes, it's going to require Pfizer to put all of their information, including all side effects, all trials information, out within 100 days. You know what? I fully expect, and I hate like hell to say this, this guy may not live if he continues to push it. We're talking about the most powerful entity on the planet. And if they're pushing for 55 years and this guy is pushing for 100 days, he's not on their list of favorite people right now, is he?
Not at all.
Why the hell would a vaccine company request 55 years? You think I'm joking? Go online and look. And it's also on the Liberty Beacon. Why would a vaccine company a pharmaceutical company request 55 years to put out information you're supposed to have available to you, informed consent, before you are ever coerced into taking it?
This is just normal business, isn't it, Roger?
Yeah.
I know, it's beyond insanity. Just the fact that vaccine companies are you can't sue them. But what we're doing now in Canada, Roger, is that people that are actually administrating these vaccines, and there's a group called Ethics Over Fear, my friend Wayne, I think we've talked with him, they're serving people with notices of liability. And people are really starting to grasp this. I'm going to get copies of this. But you can serve it to the person that's actually administering the vaccine to you and watch what they do. They will back right off because we have nobody else that you can hold liable. So you hold the administrator. And, of course, like you said, if you haven't had informed consent, well, I believe that's criminal in Canada.
It is.
Roger, so you've got them now in a situation that they're going, well, wait a second, I'm getting paid how much an hour to sit here and jab people with this stuff, and this person could possibly take everything I've owned in my life away from me if they have an adverse effect. And yes, I've heard about lots of adverse effects, but I'm not supposed to talk about that. Starting to be a very effective rule or tool, Roger. Go ahead.
I put out a meme the other day, and I could dig it up and send it to you probably later on today, Barry. But the meme is an image of a doctor, and there's a speech bubble in front of his face. And in that speech bubble, it says, "Sorry, but I'm not permitted to tell you the truth anymore."
Well, that's the truth.
That's the truth. It is. What we are looking at here is, again, the people, we, and I'm not just talking about Americans, I'm talking about globally. We put more trust in the Hippocratic Oath and these doctors than just about anybody else on the planet. They sit in a group, in a caste, all by themselves. Nobody else even comes close to the respect you pay to a nurse or a doctor. It just doesn't come close. Yet what we are looking at is most of these doctors, out of fear, and I'm telling you, it's out of fear. They know they had better toe the line, or they will literally not be around very long. And I'm not talking about killing them. I'm talking about making sure they never practice medicine again. Now, if you go out, if you're a doctor and you go out and you start beating the drum, there is, what, 8,000, I think it's close to 10,000 now, doctors across the planet who are signing petitions, who are gathering up, putting their voice together to make sure that everybody on the planet truly understands that this is not a vaccine, it is a bioweapon. If you look now, for anybody who just blinked when I said that, I want you to do something for me, okay? I want you to go out and look at the definition of a vaccine prior to 2019. Look at the actual definition of a vaccine. Then I want you to look at the actual definition of a bioweapon. Then you tell me, after everything Barry's told you, after everything you've heard from everybody else, after what you've heard from me and learned off the Liberty Beacon websites, you tell me which explanation or definition best describes what's happening to humanity. There are a half a dozen world-renowned doctors at this point stating openly and blatantly that what you're receiving is not a vaccine, it's a bioweapon.
And a very good one at that, Roger.
Well,
not trying to interrupt you here.
Go ahead.
There's a 15-second soundbite that Steve wants to play from Justin Castro, our Prime Minister here in Canada. Can we play that for 15 seconds, Roger?
Absolutely. It's your show, dude.
Well, yeah, but I don't like to interrupt you. I don't want to get you off your train of thought, buddy, but let's just...
Oh, I got a lot of trains of thought.
Oh, man, I know you do. Anyways, let's just maybe have a little laugh. Go ahead, Steve, play it.
Sure.
Okay, hang on a second here. I have to start the sound and share the correct screen. Here we go. All right, I think you should be able to hear this. Oops, hang on a second. I have it muted because I tried to play it, see how long it was. All right, here we go.
You're going to be able to get your vaccine as soon as you turn 5. And I know you're excited, and I know you're eager. In some places
across the country,
you're not hearing that at all?
No.
No.
Well, it is playing on air.
Okay.
See if I can't.
Okay, we'll just tell us when it's over.
All right. I got started over. Hang on.
You're going to be able to get your vaccine. Whoa.
Yeah, 15 seconds. I got it.
And I know you're excited.
You still got a half an hour left, Roger.
In some places across the country,
I'm joking here.
I know.
Okay.
So am I.
All right, go ahead and continue, guys. I'll just pass it to you. You can listen to it.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Roger.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I don't know what that clip was all about. So
somebody, I don't either.
So somebody in chat, tell me what that was all about and if it was funny and what did we miss. But anyways, I'm sure I'll get a chance to listen to it later. 55 years, that's normal practice in pharmaceuticals, isn't it, Roger?
Well, if you stop to consider that informed consent is required by law, then what would absolutely have to be the practice is, okay, you've got 55 years to put that information out, but just understand nobody by law has to take that vaccine for 55 years. Because there's no informed consent.
Exactly. Well, that's the pillar. You know, informed consent is the backbone of our democracy, or what you might call a democracy. It's the backbone of freedoms. And when they take that away from us, Roger, it's like body autonomy. As soon as they've got us, and Canada, unfortunately, is really buying into this vaccine passport. Once they've got that on people, they've got it all. Go ahead.
Again, what people need to understand is that the vaccine passport does exactly the opposite of what you're being told it does. According to what you are being told, your vaccine passport is there to ensure that you and those around you who also have the passport are able to congregate in areas where you have minimum chances of getting sick or making people sick. This is what the passport is for. It's to keep people safe. What they're not telling you is that it's not keeping anybody safe. It's doing exactly the opposite. The viral load, as I've already told you, of a vaccinated individual could be over 200 times what you have in an unvaccinated person. But yet they're the only people that are allowed to congregate. And you're saying, well, they're all vaccinated, so what does it matter if vaccinated people congregate with vaccinated people? Well, let me explain to you why I keep saying this is not a vaccine. A vaccine is supposed to take whatever disease you're trying to fight, put it in an extremely weakened state, and introduce it to the body so that the body itself can produce antibodies. So if they come across that in an elevated state, the body is already prepared to defend. Now, that is what a vaccine does. It keeps you from getting, and if you can't get, you can't give. But I dare anybody to prove what I'm about to say is wrong, because this has been admitted by Pfizer, Moderna, all of them, okay? The vaccine, what they call a vaccine, will not keep you from getting, quote unquote, COVID. No, it won't keep you from getting it. They flat out tell you that. And it won't keep you from giving it to anybody either. The only thing you gain by getting this vaccine is it will minimize your discomfort while you are infected with COVID. It doesn't fight it. It doesn't make it go away. It minimizes the way you don't feel as bad, okay? It doesn't knock you to the ground. But if you're carrying 200 times the viral load and you're just as communicable as anybody who hasn't got the shot, actually a heck of a lot more, you have gone from being a protected individual who is safe to move amongst the community to the super spreaders of the community. That's not a joke. That's not a lie. That's not an exaggeration. That's the absolute truth. So can anybody listening to this explain to me why I need a vaccine passport to get on a plane? Why I need a vaccine passport to go to the football game? Why I need a vaccine passport to go to the grocery store? What are they looking for? Are they looking to make sure that when you travel as a vaccinated individual, you will make as many people infected and sick as you possibly can? If I was trying to spread something across the entire planet, this is the mechanism I would use. But let me take this one step further. There are now 12 countries, and I think there's three more. It's been submitted, but they don't have answers yet. There are at least 12 countries out there that have been requested under the Freedom of Information Act information on the isolation and the purification of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Because without that, you can't make a vaccine and you can't quarantine people. And to this date, not one single country on the entire planet has been able to prove and show proof of an isolated virus. Okay, we have no virus. So let me explain something to you that you're not connecting the dots on. If there is no virus, but all of a sudden the cold went away, all of a sudden the flu went away, all of a sudden the pneumonia went away, okay? These people you see dying – go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, Roger. When you finish, I just want to add, but go ahead. You're on a rant. Keep going.
These people you see dying are dying from the same things that people die from every single year. How many people die from the flu each year? A lot. How many people die or even get pneumonia each year? It's over 1 million in America alone.
Yep.
So what we've done is we've stripped all of these communicable diseases around the world. They pretty much don't exist. Take a look at the numbers for the last 2 years. Mm. Now you've got all of these sick people dying and you're telling everybody it's from COVID. And the only way you can save these people or the rest of humanity is if you take a vaccine, if you take a vaccine that was built specifically to protect you from COVID. We now know these vaccines don't protect you from COVID. They just make it a little less bothersome for you. But I'm going to tell you something that most people won't tell you. And I won't even bat an eyelash saying it. There never was a SARS-CoV-2 because it's never been proven or isolated. It's never been shown to exist. It is a theory. It is a myth. So why is everybody on the planet being shamed, bullied, or coerced into getting a vaccine for something nobody can even show exists? When you start to see the population of the planet thinning out over the next 5 years, people are going to be absolutely terrified because you are going to see the biggest die-off in humanity just from the vaccines that have already been administered. There are over 2 billion supposedly vaccines already administered. Excuse me, over 6 billion, my mistake. 6 billion vaccines have been given. Does that mean 6 billion out of the almost 8 billion on the planet have been vaccinated? No. What it means is because some people, you've got to have 3 shots. You've got to have number 1, number 2, and a booster. Okay. So the estimate in my brain from the research I've done, out of the 6 billion shots that have been given, and it's over 6 billion, you probably have fully vaccinated 2 billion out of 8 billion people globally. Okay, that's about it. And if you also stop to consider how many people are dying across the planet, go to Israel, go to the UK, go to parts of America, go to Australia. Okay, and this is how I wrap up this entire little rant here. They are scaring the world into taking a vaccine against a virus nobody under the Freedom of Information Act in any country across the planet can prove exists. The only reason they would do that is to give you something, not to save you from something. Because if they wanted to save you from something, these vaccines would actually be vaccines. They're not. The spike protein, once it enters your body, the razors, the micro razors that are in these vaccines, the graphene, which most people say isn't there, but it is in these vaccines. This proves unequivocally they're not vaccines. They cannot cure. They cannot keep you from getting it. They cannot keep you from giving it to other people. This has been admitted by the vaccine makers. They can't do what a vaccine does. I'm going to tell you something and take this home with you and tuck it under your pillow. You are never being forced to get a vaccine to save anybody from COVID. You're being forced to get a vaccine because it's to give you something. Guess what? You're getting it.
Boy, oh boy. Well, that kind of put it in a nutshell, didn't it? My call out today, Roger, is going to be to comedians that are listening to this show right now, because if you can't make one of the funniest stints ever off this information that was just shared to you, then you're not much of a comedian, because it's a joke. It's not a joke. but it literally is a joke that we are now. The fact that you, what you reiterated to there a few minutes ago about the virus not being isolated, I've looked into that extensively, and you're correct. But yet, even if there was a virus, by their own admission, only 99.3 to maybe 5% are affected by this. Yet, I have never in my life seen something, or has the world ever seen something pushed as hard as these vaccines. It's all you hear 24/7. They basically, you know, Roger, they've really got society almost into a state of hypnotism right now. And there's a lot to be said about that. If you keep reiterating into people's minds every day, 24/7, that what they have to do to be a good little poopazin in society is to go get your vaccine, even if all this negative information is coming out. They still are rolling up their arms. The first day, Roger, they put vaccines out for kids in Ontario. 7,000 parents took their children into vaccine clinics and had them vaccinated. Children from 5 to 11 years old, Roger. Have we lost our collective minds? I mean, am I living in La La Land? I mean, parents are supposed to be half decently educated. There's absolutely no reason right now, folks, for not being able to access information to these adverse effects that Roger's talking about. And I say to people that aren't going there and go ahead and vaccinate your children, shame on you. Shame on you, because you're going to pay a burden that I wouldn't wish on anybody for the rest of my life, Roger. It's just absolute insanity, buddy. Go ahead.
If you stop to consider that the average death rate for any child who supposedly has COVID, SARS-CoV-2, is 0.003%, which is so close to nothing, it's insane. But yet, you're going to give this child a vaccine that we know will cause heart problems, that we know will cause damage to their cardiovascular system, that we know will probably make them infertile, that we know, and I could go on and on. Now, I'm going to explain something to you. If my child has a chance of dying from COVID-19, which I've already told you doesn't exist, but that's only 0.003%. But you're going to give my kid a vaccine, which has a much higher rate, a much higher percentage of damage than the actual supposed virus they're protecting you from, which, again, let's go right back to that. They're not protecting you from anything. If it protected you from SARS-CoV-2, your children who got the vaccine would never get it. They would never get it. Not true. It's happening, okay? It doesn't protect your kid from anything. Yet you're going to take and give your kid a vaccine that is now the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity in the history of humanity. There is more death and destruction, or maiming for life, from these vaccines, for this one virus, so-called, maybe, it's not really real virus, one virus. If you take the damage from this vaccine globally, it is more already. It's more than every single vaccine ever used in the history of humanity combined. Now, if you were here around in, I don't know, the late 19, just before the turn of the century, there was one vaccine with 53 deaths, I believe. And I think we went through this on your last show. And yep. All right. And there was another one, I believe it was H1N1, which had, I think, 35 deaths. This was in the 70s. They were immediately pulled off the market as being far too dangerous to administer to the public. Right now, the deaths and the damage from these vaccines is being hidden from you as much as possible, but they're starting to fail even at that. Why? Because if I'm going to pull a vaccine off the market for 35 deaths, and it is estimated that it could be as high as 5 to 7 million deaths, and that's just in the Western world, okay? Then why has nobody even talked about pulling these things off the market? And then they got really bold. Africa is a place where a lot of modern medicine isn't really finding its way because they don't live quite as modern as the Western world does. So Africa's pretty much been isolated as far as how many vaccines have been given out, how many people have been tested, so on and so forth. So in order to make sure that the African population, which the continent of Africa has quite a few people on it, is just as thinned down, that genocide is just as effective, they had to come up with a variant that originated, guess where? In Africa. And it's deadly. Even though you have people saying, I don't know why they're saying it's deadly. It's not. So on and so forth. This is what's coming out. So in order to keep Africa within the realm of thinning down the population, they had to have their own very own special variant. And they do. Cool. Isn't that nice?
Maybe we'll get a Canadian variant. Who knows, Roger? I mean, anyway, you know, you're talking about these vaccines that were released years ago to the public. I went and looked. I found some information on the internet. And what it showed me is all these vaccines that have been produced over the last 30, 40 years for different illnesses in society. And the common factor is the time is about 5 to 7 years minimum before they release them to the public. And what have we seen with this vaccine? How long was it before it was released? They do that, of course, for animal studies and ethical studies and everything else to make sure that it's fairly safe. Even after that, it killed people. But I didn't see any on that list. And I've been trying to pull it up here for the last couple of minutes, but it gets me distracted. But you go find this yourself, folks. You'll find out that all these vaccines Roger's talking about, even though they've had a deadly effect on people, they were an extended period of time before they reached them on the public. Am I correct in saying that, Roger?
It could be as much as 10 years before a vaccine is released, approved.
I saw five to seven minutes.
Yep. I said could be as much as 10. But yes, the average time is 7 to 8 years. All right, now let's take that and let's think about that, okay? 7 to 8 years, all of a sudden this thing comes out in a matter of months. Why? Because it's an emergency, all right? First off, you've never isolated the virus, but you're going to produce an emergency vaccine. Now, you're not doing animal studies, which are absolutely, to me, mandatory because these are the first vaccines that will actually go in and mess with the human DNA. If you vaccinate everybody on the planet or those they wish to see vaccinated, 99% of us, and all of a sudden they find out a few years down the road, oh, my God, this is going to cause massive infertility. Okay. They didn't know that back then. Why? Because they didn't go through the animal trials. They didn't do multi-generation testing to see what could happen. Now, I'm going to tell you that's a lie. Everything I just told you is a lie. Why do I say that? I'm going to bet anybody here that they have done research on this mechanism, this shot, this gene therapy, and they knew exactly what it was capable of. Probably they've been working on it for at least a decade. Now, why do I say that? And all of a sudden we're talking about they haven't done animal trials. They haven't done any of this. Well, if they had done animal trials, and I'm sure they have, and I'm sure they've also done human studies. But these studies were to prove it is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, which is what it's doing right now. So this is my point. You're not going to do animal studies, okay, in over the period of time and the number of generations that you would need to prove this vaccine, because they would absolutely fail and everybody would see that. So what did they get? They got special permission to put these out under emergency use only so that the public could be saved from the most deadly virus the planet has seen since, I don't know, 1912, 1913, when the Spanish flu was killing millions. This is what we're looking at, people. Stop and consider what I just said and tell me where I'm wrong. You cannot tell me where I'm wrong. The amount of people right now that are being fooled into walking into taking something that has never been proven. And this is what most of my compadres are saying, and they're wrong. It's never been tested. It's never been proven. No! This is doing exactly what it was developed to do. And if you've got something that's going to cause massive sterility and over a period of years, massive death, who the hell do you want to publish those animal trials to? Who would you ever want to see them? You wouldn't want anybody to see them, because they would right there be the end of your vaccine charade.
All I can say, Roger, there's a special place in hell waiting for these people that are unleashing this on our children. Because what we're going to see, I can't even visualize what we're going to see, the reactions of these small children when we put this concoction into their body. I know there's different coatings for the amount of good stuff that's in the jibby jabs. Sometimes it's watered down. I've looked at the different levels in the coating and what they mean. I'm sure they're not going to give a child that young the full blast, but the fact is they've injected some of the bad stuff in them, and that will just continue to go up as their life goes on. This is just absolute, it's like out of a horror show, Roger. It really is. And all I can say, buddy, is these people that are doing it, you can go to hell. Go ahead, Roger. Excuse my language.
I would have said something different, but it just shows.
I can't go anymore.
If you stop to consider how many of these kids are getting these shots, and you also stop to consider, and to me, a kid is all the way up to 20 years old, and even 20s, I'm 67. But these young people and these children, you're giving these shots to. How many of them today, it's already sparking panic across the planet? We have children suffering myocardial issues all across the planet, And in what? In your vaccinated children. Children with heart attacks, children with veins popping in their heart or arteries popping in their heart, children dying from things that most of the time you wouldn't even consider till somebody either lived a very bad life and was very, I don't know, overweight, obese, or somebody elderly. And I'm being told by people who always have an answer for Roger, hey, stop and think about this, Roger. Kids can have heart attacks too. Let me ask y'all to do me just a small favor. I would like you to go online and find out the statistics prior to 2019, okay, or up to the beginning of 2020. Find out how many children are on record as having died from heart failure or arteries popping in their heart. Or what you're going to find out is the number is so close to zero, it might as well be zero. It doesn't happen. But if you go look since 2020 and you look up until today, you're going to find out that number has exploded. What's the only difference? The only difference is these kids have been vaccinated. Let me explain something to everybody listening out there. If you just heard what I said, and you can go online and find the information to prove what I said, Barry will be the first to tell you after 8 years of knowing him, I don't lie. And I don't say things like this unless I've done my research. But if you go online and you can find the information I've just stated to you, and you take your kid in to be vaccinated, you ought to be on trial for murder.
A bus driving around St. Catharines, Ontario, with a big sign on the side, Roger. Children have strokes too. The signs. And when I saw that, and that's what they're putting in front of the public, of course, they're conditioning the public, except the fact that, hey, all of a sudden, we've got a new thing in society, and it's called your kids dying from heart attacks. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Don't look over here. It's absolute insanity, Roger. It is. We only got about 4 minutes, 3 minutes left here, Roger, so I'm going to let you share your last thoughts. Always great having you in. And, of course, I'll have you back in a couple of weeks from now. We can continue this conversation. But, yeah, last thoughts for the day, my friend.
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to tell you all that you can talk about this on a show like Barry's. And there are some other shows about, out there you can talk about this. And there are – I don't know. I'm being drowned out by something.
Sorry. I had to get a cup of water here, Roger. I didn't think you'd pick it up, buddy. I'm going dry.
Okay. Listen, so you can't talk about this on Facebook. You can't talk about this on Twitter. You can't talk about this on YouTube. These are supposed to be the people's forums where you can go in, discuss ideas, and share information. But it's not that way anymore. Why? Because Big Pharma pretty much and the governments have squeezed these people into totally doing exactly what they're told to do. You cannot discuss this, which means a lot of people are going to die or be harmed for life because the information, the informed consent is being purposely withheld from you. There is a place where you can go. And yes, Barry, I'm going to say this. That's TLBtalk.com. How do I know that? That's part of the TLB talk, or the TLB project, which is what I founded about 12 years ago. So we have a social media platform where you can not only go to talk about this, but where you can go to learn about this. So if you need the information, if you got children and you want to know and you want to have a conversation with people who do know, the best place for you to go right now is TLBtalk.com. If you want just information to read or to study, go to the Liberty Beacon or any one of our other websites. The point here is we are being restricted from information that will save lives. I want anybody out there listening to what I just said, because I'm going to repeat it, okay? Now, actually, I don't think I have to. What we are looking at is informed consent is the antithesis of what you will ever get. Unless you go to a platform built specifically to allow you to have those discussions. And Barry is on TLB Talk. So go join him.
I am so, Roger. And thanks again for coming in, bud. We'll have you back, like I said, in a couple of weeks from now. Look forward.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, Steve.
Okay, guys. I'll be back in. Yeah, I shouldn't have done a radio show this morning, Steve, because I'm losing my voice already. This is embarrassing, guys. Anyways, I'll be back in a couple of minutes with Mr. Daniel Bulford from Mounties for Freedom Organization in Canada here. He's got some really incredible information to share with you. So hold on to your hats, guys. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.